Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting right now?
I think
we
are podcasting. First of all, I would like to just say that I've come to this table with no shower. I'm 100% sure that I have yesterday's makeup on, and my breath is probably going to knock your socks off.
I can't smell anything. I did get a very, very fast shower, literally just because I was on the floor doing like floor oil because my in-laws are coming.
Not just her in-laws, her whole damn family. But it's for the best reason because her husband, Brett, who is like team my mom so hard in every way, has directed a movie. He wrote the movie called Paint. It's been his labor of love for like, what do you say? Like,
I think it's
it's been like 10 years of like it being on the list of being made into a movie, but yes. It was like 15 years all in, right? Like
it was
developing
about,
and writing. And
he started writing it when we started dating. So I think it was like
just 8 years ago.
Yeah. It hasn't been that long, but he, this is what I remind him of all the time. He had to turn in a like revised draft of it while I was in labor. Like he had his laptop on his lap, and I was like hooked up to all these machines and stuff like that, monitors. And I was like, I'm gonna bring this up.
If I know you, you were like, read the joke to me again. Okay. Yeah. Nope, you gotta put a pause there. That's nope, you gotta. Yeah.
No, I was.
What if you would be so like diplomatic even while being pregnant
and
in labor?
Nope, I don't think I was. I think I was like, so we're gonna set an alarm on this and then you're gonna be done with it because you need to not
focus
miss
on me.
Out on your firstborn's birth, okay? So he's like, yeah, no, I gotta have it in by this time. And luckily it was like 30 hours later, he was finally born. But it's literally been a labor of love. He's been working on it so long, and it's an independent film, so it's like,
it's not
forever.
So independent that it doesn't star Owen Wilson and also have an incredible cast of people who, there's people that you'll definitely recognize and probably know the name of, but there's a lot of people in there that you're like, oh, I love her.
Yeah.
She just might not be somebody that you know like off the tip of your tongue. And then there's new people that like the movie really brings
that
out.
That are wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So we're super excited. There's like a premiere.
Yes.
So it's like a party where we get to watch it and Kristen and I are feverishly going through outfits, what to wear.
Jen's feverishly going through outfits. I have one dress and I'm like, that's going to have to work
but
for like six different events.
She's already tried it on.
Events.
She knows it works.
Here's what I'm doing.
It's gorgeous.
I'm wearing it because Jen's always like, you have really nice legs and you
such
need to
good
show
leggies.
Your legs.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like, fine, I'll wear a dress that has my legs out. And so that's what I'm doing. And then I had to say this to my husband. I go, Colin, because he's been in grad school during the day. We're working bell to bell. Everybody is.
Yes.
All of us are working all the time. Oh my God, I never thought about it. I just looked at Tony and I was like, Tony, you're going to go shopping with my husband and help him. So my husband, God love him, has his own style. And that style leans heavily into embracing the colors of the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
And I love his style. He's a cool, like, dad style. Did I just burp?
No, I don't think so.
But I go, hey, Colin, and this is how a married person talks to their husband. I go, babe, you need to go shopping for clothes for this premiere on Thursday. I'm a 43-year-old man. I know how to shop for myself. I go, oh, really? Because when was the last time you went to a movie premiere? He goes, I've been to one. And I was like, that, you wore tennis shoes and a Hawaiian shirt, and I let that slide. You are going to go buy some new clothes because yeah. I don't want you to show up in a Houston Astros t-shirt that doesn't have any armpits anymore. I just don't want to do that. I want to feel dressy. It's a fun reason to get dressed up. We're celebrating Brit. He goes, can I wear country western? And I go,
yes, he
hell
can.
Yes, you can. Oh, if you want to get some action.
I mean, I hadn't thought about this until you said that, but I think I've only seen Colin not wearing athletic gear of some sort. The one time was when he did that, like, run down the beach in a Speedo. That didn't have any
You guys
team
were the worst. All you did was encourage that behavior.
And the rainbow stripe onesie. Yep. Yeah. The jumper. So, yeah. Those are the only times, though. But he might have had a ball cap on both those times, too.
Both times. Yeah. He was 100% wearing some sort of accoutrement that says a team. And I'm like, can we please? And so he gets so defensive, you know, he's like, well, you don't have to tell me that I have to go. I'm like, yes, I do. And I'm trying to do it. I don't want to take 25 sentences to do it. I want to tell you in one sentence because we've been married long enough that I don't have to give you a paragraph of reasons.
Yeah. Britt knows he had to go do some. He went shopping today on his own,
that's
of his
great
own accord, which is huge. But were it not his big event and had he not seen how much time I'm spending trying to figure out what to wear, I don't know if he would have done that because I mean, all the time I will say to him, we are going to a wedding. You're going to be in photographs. Do you want to hate yourself or you want to feel like, oh, I looked okay?
My husband thinks, so again, your husband encourages my husband's bad behavior. We were really lucky. We got to go to Jillian Bell's movie.
Yeah.
And
I think that's the only
one I've ever been to. And so Jen and I, of course, were all dressed up and we got to walk the red carpet, which was so cool. We were getting pictures taken and everything. And then I look over and they were giving away free fanny packs. What's the name of the movie? Dang it. Brittany runs a marathon. I'm so sorry. It's so good. You should see it, see it, see it. They were giving away free fanny packs. And I looked over and Jen and I are like getting these fancy pictures. By the way, we also went to this lounge where you were supposed to go after you got done going through the red carpet, and there were only four people in there, and it was you and me and our husbands.
Yeah, so we got lots of free beer.
And all of a sudden, I look over, and Britt has convinced my husband to put on like five of the fanny packs and then put a drink in each one of the compartments. And then Colin was like hula dancing.
Yeah.
Like,
and you guys, we're a good time.
We're a good time.
We're the same no matter what. So that was our only premiere that we've ever been to. And so I don't want to act like this isn't the coolest and most exciting thing ever.
It's the coolest and the most exciting thing.
Literally in my head, it's like, this is what your prom is for. This is what homecoming is for, is to like prepare you for these like special events. So like I call my sister, like everybody's coming into town to stay at my house. I'm trying to get
that. She's got like eight people coming to her house.
And it's wonderful. Can I tell you a thing? Like, I said to Britt last night how I'm going to cry, and this is the dumbest thing ever. I said to him how, like, I sat in a Home Goods parking lot, and I was in tears last night because it's not just his event. He made a Mom's So Hard happen for us.
Yeah.
Like, it was our work, but it was his work, and our husband's, like, encouraging us to do this.
Yep.
And I've never given up on him working on this movie.
Yeah.
I've like supported him making this movie. And I am just a stubborn bitch, you guys. I just am about life. And I was like, I feel like such a baller because I'm going to buy new bath mats because my in-laws are coming to stay at my house for Brit's premiere.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that I can afford to buy bath mats and I didn't have to look at the price, Home Goods, you know?
Home Goods, I'm going to roll out the big money.
Because
what do you mean $14
I
for
know,
a bath
that
mat?
Was too
Absolutely
much.
Not.
I really did. I put one back because I was like, you know what? I can buy the set and a
oh,
big
God,
one.
Oh, God, here she
and
goes. She's down the deep hole.
So
she
I did.
Just took herself out of this really wonderful, like, giving herself permission to be excited and buying something nice for herself, and she just made it a three-pack.
But I did feel like we made this life. Like,
yeah, you guys have worked super hard.
And I'm super excited about it. I am nervous as I could ever be. I'm so nervous about it. More nervous than I would be about one of our things because it's like you know, when we were talking about this, you wanted somebody you love, you're nervous for them, oh, and then you God. Have all of your own nerves. So it's like,
I think it's more nerve-wracking. I mean,
there's no overlap. There's no time served. You are just double nervous.
You're double nervous, and you're like, you, I don't know if you feel like this.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I have noticed now that my kids are starting to do things where I can't like go in and control the situation. I am so nervous on their behalf that I think I take in more nerves and more adrenaline than what, I mean, 100% more than they are. But like I can see Finn when he's playing on a basketball team, like when he comes in, I can tell he's like nervous. I can tell he's nervous to hit the floor. You know, like the kids are big. He's going to play. I can see it in his little eyes. And I want to go out and like swoop him up in my arms and be like, I am with you. I will be your right guard. Yes. I will run with you. No one will touch you. Mommy is here. And you internalize all that from really far away. And then there's times I'm like, Kristen, your nervous ass energy is going to make things feel negative instead of positive. Like do what Amy Poehler said, make things instead of nervous, say you're excited. Like, and I honestly feel like I have so much power that I will like spray the room negative or spray the room positive.
Yeah. But I think like too, I went to this, like self-help seminar, whatever it was. I know I have two real self-helpy things to say, but one was like, you're a smart person and you can't like give yourself a mantra that outsmarts yourself. Like, you know, you know, the man behind the curtain, like you can't fool yourself, but what you can give yourself permission is to let go. Like who cares if you're nervous?
Yeah.
Just let yourself have that.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. Be in that moment and it can like change, you know?
Yeah.
So you're not fighting it. You're like, because it does go away. Like the nerve. Like,
it does. I'm the first to say, before we step out on stage, I get terrible stage fright. Poor Jen. I'm like, damn it. I wish this bathroom wasn't attached to our dressing room, but good thing I put some Febreze on the old writer. So
well,
they
she
have
just
to provide
back door. I do front door. I got to pee many times. It's like
I poop, I sweat. I freak out. I always think I should have been a dentist right before I step on stage. Then I see all the people and then my heart feels like it's going to like come out of my butthole. And then we say our first words and then it feels amazing. But it is like, I'm sure what you're experiencing with having Britt have this moment is all this lead up and just like the butterflies. And also you want everything to go well for him. You're
totally.
Like being very selfless and you're like, oh God, I want to just.
Here's why all things love are a pain in the ass. All things. And this
truth,
goes like,
girl, that should be on a shirt,
right? It goes for being in a relationship and it goes for being a mom is you really love them whether you're thinking about it or not. And sometimes I think I'm real cool about how much I love them. I like roll my eyes and I get real flip about my husband and my kids.
Yeah.
But it's not until like you see them hurt or
scared
for them that you're like, oh, every cell in my body is on high alert
right
now. So that's like, I just want him to feel like loved and protected and that this was like he did well. And like, I just want to like have it be a super fun night for him. So Anna want to have it be a super fun night for our whole family. So I called his sister and I was like, hey, I'm going to have Glam Squad come
Yes, you are.
I am dropping the 100 bones and I'm getting makeup and hair done.
Hell yes.
And do you want it too? And she's like, yes. So my mother-in-law called today and I was not expecting her to be nervous. So she's not Britt's mom. I'm going to wear Britt's mom's wedding ring to the premiere because she passed away when he was 27. But she's been his stepmom for 20 some years, Marion. Yeah. And so I could tell she was nervous. She was like, well, I don't know what I should wear because I looked at a dress, but it's kind of springy and I have silk pants and all these tops I can wear with them. And I was like,
she's like, I got something made in Paris.
I know. That's so her. She's like, I'm like, you can wear whatever you want, like to be comfortable. And that, because I know she's going to look like, we go to dinner and I'm like, oh, I look like a turd.
Marion walks in and she's like, I've been gardening. And I'm like, in those pants?
Yeah.
They're
this
linen.
Old Hermes thing.
This Hermes scarf that I'm wearing around my neck sure does keep the moisture off my back.
And she's like been beautiful at every age too.
Yeah, she's
so
gorgeous.
She's like almost
she's literally
80.
Looks like a J. Crew model that happens to have gray hair.
Yeah, she's just out yachting and
yeah.
That's what she looks
that
like.
That is not what my people. I mean, I love my people and they're attractive
in
their own right. But
we're
not the ones that you think are wearing their Hermes scarf.
No.
I'm wearing a Carhartt t-shirt right now.
I swear my Aunt Toots wore a red polka dotted dress with a sweatband and headbands. Or sweatband
hey
and
man,
wristbands.
My Aunt Joey used to wear tube tops and leather pants. And I was like, I don't know what you do, but I want to do that. You look like you're a good
so
time. And she is a good time.
Yeah. Well, she called and I could tell she was nervous. And I was like, it's fun. I go, this is a special thing, you know, that we're getting to do. I've never done this before. Like, just wear whatever you want to wear. And I said, I'm going to have hair and makeup come for Lexi and I. Do you want? And she was like,
you got to get some champagne.
That's what
like
I thought. Like,
make it a girl day. Like, what a fun thing.
That's what I thought because I know Delilah will be in there, like, just over the moon freaking out about the whole thing. So,
oh, yeah. Should we mention all of this is happening? Well, our school goes on strike for 3 days.
You guys, yeah. LAUSD is striking.
The week that Jen's husband has his premiere that he's been working on this movie for 15 years.
The biggest thing he's had.
The biggest thing since your wedding.
No, we've had big things too, but I mean.
But I mean, this is like the big thing, right? Don't you think this is the big thing? With Owen Wilson at the helm in his movie being made and him directing it and writing it?
Well, I think it's a big thing. And sometimes I kind of forget, like this week to get excited and nervous about it has been good for me to like remember that it's kind of a crazy fever dream sort of experience because it's just been so much the work. Like, I'm still, Tony, trying to get a ticket for you because you guys, there's nothing like he has like, they said, here's 14 tickets that you can have to the party. Like, it's crazy. It's not like, this is not like a Warner Brothers film. This is not like it's an independent film. That means he has somebody who put up the money and has gambled on him to have a successful
movie.
You're
making me nervous.
I know. He has this company that it's IFC that is distributing it, who is gambling on him. And Owen and all of these people to have this be a successful movie.
Go see the movie.
April 7th. It's called
April 7th.
April 7th.
It is going to be in 1,000 movie theaters. That's pretty dope.
It'll be somewhere near you guys. So please, please go to see it.
Go see it and take a picture and then tag us.
Oh, yes.
That's super fun.
Mom's Pain or something. Hashtag.
And Owen, like, is super funny in it. And I just think it's, like, worth celebrating. And he's a nice guy.
I've not met him yet. My husband's trying to keep us apart because I guess he's charming as all get out.
I'm going to wear a short dress.
Kristen's going to be wearing a short dress. She's going to have a few drinks.
No, I'll be weird about it.
Legs out.
I'll be weird about it.
I don't think so. I can see you guys being fast friends.
Or I'm going to be at the bar just like, anybody else get a night out? I shaved my legs. Anybody want to check him out?
You know what? He's a sports guy, I have heard. So I bet Colin are going to really hit it off.
Christ.
Yeah. But so it's sort of been like, it's been just all this work.
All work.
Like my husband's been working on it for so long. And during COVID, he went to shoot it. And on very limited budget, which a lot of it went to go to like all the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Like there was all this like restrictions and you had to pay somebody to be on
set. Jen handled the house by herself for 6 weeks. Just going to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She should get an award. She's been very supportive.
If anybody's getting hammered this Thursday, it is me.
I did not know that's what you were going to say. It sounded like you were going to say
hammered by my husband. No,
yeah.
I'm getting a hand job.
I'm like, ew, don't, God, No. Stop being a hero. You've done enough.
Well, I've done it. I'm saying
you've wearing a leather dress. Let him do a little work at this point. Gross. I don't want to talk about it. Ew. It's
Colin
like,
is
going
to relate to Owen on Texas and sports, mm-hmm. and he's going to give him a hand job. Probably.
I mean, Colin would.
Or cuddle. You know,
he'd cuddle.
Yeah.
As long as he can talk about sports, he'll cuddle with anybody.
We're going to have a good time. So there's like a lot of it that's not like as exciting as it will probably like look in the pictures.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's still, I in my head, I am treating it like the prom because it's so exciting. It's like the culmination of
also,
all this hard work.
Also, just let it be the prom. Fuck, I feel like we do this thing all the time in our lives now. And I don't know if it's because of age or if it's because there's this need to always be very humble. And I get that and I do appreciate it. But I think by nature, we're humble people, even though I'm saying don't be humble. But I think there's a place to celebrate when you've done something worth, when there's something worthy of celebrating. Everybody yeah. loves Britt. He's made this movie. It's exciting. We get to go to a premiere. That's freaking cool. We've got a babysitter. I'm going to wear a cool dress. You're going to wear a cool dress. Everybody's going to look good and be there for the right reason. Like, there are times when it's just okay to celebrate and be like, this thing is fucking awesome. Yeah. Like, it's really awesome. He edited this movie, basically. Like, he has taken every swing at this movie that an artist can take. There's been no, like, crew of 50 people doing anything for Britt. This has been him, like, at the helm, making this movie on a tight budget, ugh. Under a tight
now
restraint.
Now can I cry? Okay.
It's really cool.
He would get up at, this is what a good guy is, and this is why he might get a hand job. He gets up at 4 or 5 every morning to work on this movie, and he has for a year and a half.
I know.
So that he'll get up. He gets up and makes lunches. Like, I don't make the lunches
and
in the
morning.
And he
puts your little vitamin gummy on your
on the
coffee pot
for
so
me.
You have it. And I came into their kitchen and I was fighting with my husband and I saw the gummy on the coffee pot and I took a picture of it and I sent it to my husband and I said, what TF ? This is a gummy that Britt leaves on the coffee pot for Jen every day. And that's the kind of love that we are supposed to have.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Can I tell you another love story that is about
sure, so rub it in.
Wendy McClendon Covey is in this movie. She plays the mom.
In the Goldbergs?
What is she?
It's ending and she's going to be in a new pilot for a drama or I just read that she's going to do a medical show pilot. Anyway.
What do the kids call her on that show? They call her the mom, not momster. They call her
It's Bev. Beverly is the mom, right?
Beverly Goldberg.
Beverly Goldberg. She's amazing. She's one of my favorite moms on TV.
So she's married to a police officer.
Yeah.
And she has to get up to work on the Goldbergs every morning. And I think Britt told me the story after he met with her to talk to her about the movie that her husband gets it. Like, she has a car that comes to get her because they don't live in LA.
No, they live outside
like
of LA.
An hour and a half away.
And they always have.
Yeah. So he gets up to start her shower for her in the morning because she has to go to work so early. And they've been, like, they're high school sweethearts. They've been together for, like, ever.
That's really sweet.
Isn't that so nice?
My husband tries. I'm not very easy.
Well, no.
No, actually, my husband is, what do you call those love languages things?
Yeah.
Like, what is it when you do shit for people, but that's not the right language that I want?
Yeah, he has, his love language is different than yours.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, what? No, but he really, I remember when we were first dating, I lived in this cool little house that was like a bungalow. And it was right next, remember it was on Euclid? It was right next to a car dealership. So at 7 in the morning, they would honk to move the cars out and to put them in different order.
Oh, yeah.
And there was nothing you could do. And so when they would get to honking a bunch, you could just hear it through my bedroom windows. And there was like some of the weather stripping had come off of the windows. And he goes, wow, it's really loud in here. And I go, I know. I don't know what to do. The car dealership just honks so much. So when I came home that night, he had put brand new weather stripping in all of the windows and like
that
was wearing like
acts of service. That's
his
what that
tool belt. And I was like,
that is
man,
what,
I've already banged you. I'll do it again.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what his for sure is because
banging. Yeah. If I can get anything I want, if I bang him.
Physical touch. That's one of them. You know,
I mean, I don't know if there has to be a lot of touching.
Because he understands that. He gets that. But I will say that guy gets so excited. He like blushes when he does a thing for you that you love.
Why are we talking about this? What are you doing?
Honestly,
you're so weird.
Like,
love talking about this stuff. And she,
I do.
Jen
always
goes,
talk about it.
She like always puts her hands up by her chin.
I love,
she's like,
love.
I love, love. We were talking about it the other night when we were working on the show, and you were like, and I was like, stop talking about it.
I just do.
He told everybody there that I walked out in.
Oh, yeah. Get this. Tell it again.
I don't even remember it, but that I walked out where that I was wearing. What do you call it? Lingerie?
Yeah. What do you call it? I don't even know what you call it.
Like lingerie. I wore lingerie one time at our last house, and I don't even remember doing this, but evidently then he told everybody that night, including your husband, that I came out in it one time.
What?
And then Colin was like, I took my pants off so fast. I'm like, good God, man. This is why don't share anything, Colin.
I don't. You know what? Some women are those like lingerie. I really don't. I have some like...
Good God. I don't know how we got on this conversation
under kind
again.
Of stuff. I know. I don't know. Huh? I got some like under kind of stuff that would double as... But I don't wear that much to bed. So that's, I feel like
that
that's good
enough,
right?
Colin's like, I've never met anyone. I go full... First of all...
Hooded onesie?
I would.
Yeah.
I did for a long time. The one that had the aerial shells on it.
Yeah.
They weren't real shells. There
no,
was
I know.
A zip-up
it was
shell
that.
Situation. My husband was like, Ariel used to be hot. And I was like, well, this can zip down, but you won't get any of that, sir. I like a strong matching pair of pajamas. I like to have, I have to have a certain amount of weight on me when I sleep. I like socks. I like to sweat.
I'm disgusting.
I'm disgusting. And Colin is the opposite. Like, starfish.
Most men are like that, where they're just like, I don't need anything to sleep. And I'm like... I would want to protect
like
my
you're
genitals.
Like, I like wearing a tank top and underpants.
I do. That's pretty much because I sweat so much. I'm a sweaty person.
Not me. I'm like frigid.
Well, here's where it's where I can say he's an idiot. But also, this is the thing that was going to make me cry was that guy when he was out here editing forever. He would sit at the computer in his office and he would not fucking get up. And I would come out.
Yep.
And I would see all these like water bottles and like vitamin water things like piled up. And I'm like, so you haven't even gotten up. You haven't even like walked around. And I would say to him, you got to get up and walk around. Well, guess what? He didn't listen
to me. Well, he does that weird thing with his leg. He's always got a leg perched up on something. So he had his leg. That's what he said on his desk.
He had it like
up against the
pushed against
metal
a
thing
frame
of his,
or something. And he got a blood clot. So like one day while he was doing it was like the scariest.
Yeah, we were podcasting.
Yeah. And he goes, can you come look at something? And he pulled his pants down and one leg was swollen.
That's happened to me too, but it did not go that direction.
You guys, it was swollen so much I could barely tell it from his penis. It was like, I was
gross,
like, Scott,
Jen? God.
Sorry. Sorry. You guys, I just like
moving on.
Compliments.
You looked at his leg. It was
I looked
swollen.
At his leg and I was like, "Well, it doesn't make sense that one would be swollen. It was kind of red." And I was like, "You got to go to the ER right now, even if it's just to like settle my brain." And he didn't. He lies to me because he doesn't like me to worry. And it was like a 10-inch blood clot. It was like as bad as it could be before they needed to put like the filter in because it was like
Brit.
Yeah. So they literally the first 2 weeks, which he didn't tell me either, was like, "Hopefully this works, and if not, we like so." They were scared that pieces of it would break off or whatever. And he just didn't want me to freak out about it. But see, you guys, he's so stupid. He's such a stupid idiot that
she means
that
with all love.
But look, this is the thing about love. I'm trying to be cool about it right now, but like
you gotta take care of yourself for the other person.
Take care of yourself. That's the scariest thing that's happened in my married life is that and like I and he went through for like a year and a half, like kept having to get checked.
Yeah.
He went to the phlebotomist or whatever that checks all your levels. He's like, there's nothing in your blood that predisposes you to getting a blood clot. You just sat with your leg pressed up against this bar.
For hours,
you idiot. I think he said to him, or I said that. I can't remember the details of it, but it was like, you made this happen. So it was like, it was traumatic. So
Well, we're going to loop it back around about how we're happy.
How excited we are about the dresses and stuff like
dresses
that. The fun stuff.
Makeup and hair and your family's coming in. You're going to have a packed house. It's going to be the best kind of chaos.
It's kind of like a wedding reception that I don't have to pay for, which is nice. Like somebody else is paying for it. But I also, let me bring it back to my social anxiety disorder, which, yes, I am medicated for, but that night I've got to navigate the difficult balance between a drink or two where I feel comfortable. And
what? Not, no, you don't.
I don't?
You don't.
I should just party it up?
You should party it up.
Okay, good.
Party it up. You're good at partying it up.
I feel like it's
if
a
you
gift.
Start cornering, look, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen. I will know that Jen has had too many cocktails because she'll be in the corner talking to the valet driver about his life choices instead
yeah,
of being in
that's
the mix.
That's what I do. I'm like, you've got to get back into school.
That's
you know
when
gonna...
I know my friend has had too many cocktails. So she's already taken herself out of the mix. And I'll be like, you're no longer even being social with yeah. the group you're supposed
you
to be.
You literally
like,
could have hobnobbed with these like, actors. And
now you're in the corner being weird. You've got, now you have to go
yeah,
home.
Yeah. You know what? The bar back didn't show up and somebody right. needs to help. And that's
meanwhile,
actually
I'm
who
inside,
you are.
I'm inside trying to get free shit. I'm like, can I have another t-shirt?
I hope there's going to be free shit.
Or I'll just, I
well,
just want
matches.
Well,
that's Tony, we got to get you there because then that way you can be like, this bitch is too chatty yeah. right now. We got to move her out. Like, I'm going to have an earpiece.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tony to be like, bring in the sister-in-law some chicken nuggets. We got to like get some food in her.
Kristen's about to get in a fight. I don't know. That's her husband won't stop talking about the Astros.
He
chose to wear an Astros sweatshirt. He
Owen
keeps
Wilson.
To kiss Owen. He's Colin Sweeney is also very, very proud of you
Aww.
And of Britt. He just Colin's such a good teammate. Like
he is.
He really he is a champion of. I mean, it goes to show he loves teams in general. He wants to be a coach. He has been a member of it every improv team he's been a member of. He's either like officiated somebody's wedding that was
yeah.
a member of it, or he. Like, he had this improv teacher that he really loved, and he read her final words before she passed from cancer at our rehearsal dinner. Like, he is that person that's so rare who truly is just, without any focus of it being on him, proud to be a part of it. He's just 100% proud of his friend. He's excited to go. He doesn't care about famous people or any of the fancy stuff. You know, he's just kind of like a regular guy. But what he will be excited about is like being out, getting drinks, getting to watch the movie, and like
yeah.
everybody celebrating Britt.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say is that it's kind of a night out. And when I was like looking online for dresses, like when you go to like Macy's or Nordstrom.com,
yeah.
you're like, oh, there are people who go to like
yeah, we
things.
Are not those people.
We're not those people.
We have, like, we have friends that are in Texas or even in like – my mom just went to a formal event. I've been to like
– I know. You go to like charity events or something like
never.
That. I like never do we get to do that kind of
I
stuff.
Wore
I wore
pants.
Like, I kind of get to feel like an adult. Like
yeah,
that's
it's
like,
a party. It's a cool party that we're invited to this time.
And so we're – so here is a little tidbit for you too. Kristen and I are in it. Kristen's in it with
no,
Colin.
No, I'm not. No.
We're literally, if you blink, you will miss both
you,
of us.
Maybe you'll see Colin.
You hear Colin.
Oh, dear.
Because that thing Colin says is,
yeah.
is one of Britt's favorite lines, meeting or exceeding your cheese needs for over 30 years. And so my husband does this thing where every script that he writes, you know how at the end of movies it says like, this is has nothing to do with anyone fictional or,
yeah.
or anyone who is – anyone that has really lived, it's purely fictional or some coincidence. You know what
yeah,
I'm talking about?
Yeah, this movie is not based on any real yeah. factual character.
It is literally the names of every person that he knows. Like, the cheese company is Colin's mom's last
yeah,
name.
Yeah, it's literally every person
and then
that he knows.
I am, like, a newscaster in it for, like, I'm, like, on the TV in the background.
That's so amazing. I know.
We're both like, in the TV in the background.
We're on the TV of the TV. And we're like, I feel like Mike Wazowski. I'm like,
credited
wait,
though.
You see me on television?
You guys. I'm going to do a screenshot post it.
Hell yes.
Totally.
We'll be like, look at me in the corner.
I think it's like on there for a second. But here's the other hilarious thing. My children are screenshot in the background while people are talking to you and on one of the TVs. So
that's
it's,
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's going to be so fun.
It's yeah. It's like there's like fun little nuggets in there for like people to find, but that is Britt's like favorite line is that Colin says.
Colin couldn't get it right either, and he started laughing, and then I was like, now we're dead. Colin, once he gets the giggles, we're over with. My husband is
either.
So he's so naturally smart. Like he's like I remember when I was 100 months pregnant and about to go into the hospital, and Colin was taking the test to do not student teaching. Yeah, to be a substitute teacher, the CBEST. Yeah. But then there's another one called the CSET, and it's another level, and it's like really hard. It's per like so the English CSET I've heard is equally hard as like the LSAT, like the lawyer test, whatever. There you go.
Yeah, law that's school what test. We know, the lawyer
test. The lawyer test.
For law attorney.
Right. Attorneys at law.
Yeah.
And my husband, I took that sucker like 4 times, the CSET for English. And that was my degree. It was the hardest test. I studied so hard. It was so hard. Colin studied the night before and was like, well, I already signed up. I didn't know you'd be in labor. And I was like, we're just going to have a baby. He took it the next day and he passed it.
Whoa. Wait, the next day after?
In history, it would have been the day, it was either the day before or 2 days after. I think it was when, probably Eleanor, because we were like, well, we've done this before.
Oh, yeah.
You get real cavalier after you have one kid.
I'm going to go take it right after our scuba lessons that you guys signed up for.
That was not a good marriage choice.
Well, we got to have a huge party for Colin, too, because he is...
Let's get him graduating first.
That's what I'm saying. When he graduates, he's got a year left. He's
got a year.
Because he's going back. He's getting his master's. He's going to be a coach.
Yeah.
Middle school or high school?
You know where I think he would do really well is middle school girls. Girls respond really well to him. He kind of, like, doesn't understand, like... the nuance of girls, can I just get a what?
Yeah.
And but he talks to girls like he has the same equal respect for them. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's because he was raised by his mom. And like dad was out of the picture when he was like 16. So his influence has been this very strong Southern woman. And so he does have a very good ability to sort of like, he coaches Eleanor a lot. And like, he just doesn't deal with any of the fluff.
I can see that because Colin is somebody that talks to everyone the same way.
100%.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like.
For marriage, that's.
I often say to him, I don't think you'd be talking to so-and-so like this. And then I was like, yeah, I guess you would. But
yeah, you may. Yeah. Why?
I do love him. He just,
I know you guys, it's hard.
Marriage is fun.
Marriage is loving people.
Someday we'll talk about the real truth about marriage and I'll be like 3 sheets in and I'll say that I'm still happy that I'm married, but. Does anybody want to talk about Pedro Pascal? Just kidding.
Okay, I think the deal is it depends on the day for everybody how balls deep we are in marriage.
Balls
deep.
Speaking of, that's what Jen's going to be when she goes to this premiere. What's up? Woo!
Yeah, maybe afterwards.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm going to be up at the...
Kristen I could have as many drinks as...
Yeah, you can have as many drinks as you want. I'm just going to be hitting all the chicken tenders wherever I can.
Do they have those at premieres? I don't know.
I got to bring some snacks.
Hot wings or something. I don't know.
I'm
There's
going in there.
Be.
Those Hollywood people don't like to eat. I'm not one of them. I got to like have some sort of appetizer.
Absolutely. Somebody's going to have to go to Carl's Jr. or something for us because there's no way I'll make it through.
Every wedding is better when somebody gets an In-N-Out truck like towards the end or you get late night nachos. That's the only way you can sustain a wedding reception. Do you want me to do the hot flash first or you want to do the mom box?
Do the hot flash and then I'll do the mom box.
Here is my hot flash, and I'm going to sound really cool, but I'm not, I don't mean to sound cool, and I'm going to uncool it real fast. I would just like to give a big shout out and all the love and a hot flash to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Ooh, yes.
For winning the Academy Award for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Here's what I'm going to tell you about her. I did a...
I didn't realize it was that movie. She won. She's that movie like swept. I gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it. You'll really like it. And I think it's interesting because that movie does this weird thing where there are so many like literal edits in the movie. It's so fast paced. It's like watching the fastest TikTok you've ever watched. However. Ooh. At the same time, oh my God, if the directors, the Daniels could hear me say that, they'd be like cringe. But what I'm trying to say is it moves fast. There's a lot of imagery. There's a lot of things. It's really, It's spectacular, but at times you're like, am I getting anything that this movie's about? Because it's so weird.
It gives you the sense that you're everywhere.
All everywhere at once. Everywhere. Yeah. But everything, everywhere, all at once. But here's what I will say to that movie.
Everybody that won deserved it. Yeah.
It swept for every reason. I'm going to stay on Jamie Lee Curtis for a second because she is somebody who, first of all, let me say about the movie. The movie comes to an end and you feel like you have been punched in the heart because the theme of the movie becomes so clear and it's so relatable and so something we all understand that you don't see it coming. I think it's by design. They're like, we're going to make this thing seem so weird and out there. And then it's so universal that you're almost struck. Like I was like, like I felt all the chills and all the goodness. And it's really, it's actually very simple. It's just eclectic and weird and moves really fast. So it's totally like my type of movie.
I've wanted to watch it for so long. Here's my literal dilemma. And my husband and I were talking about this like 4 days ago. I only have 1 hour after I put the kids to bed.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to watch a movie, I want to watch it all at once. I don't want to watch like.
Want to watch it everything, everywhere. All at once?
All over two nights. That's not what the movie's called.
You need to enjoy it by yourself too because it's with you and your husband because it is like there's some like themes in there that are pretty adult, but they're hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I can't watch anything with my kids because they'll hate it even if it's good.
Yeah.
Anything good they'll bitch about. Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
100%.
Did I say that?
Are you kidding? I mean, if I let my kids make the decision, we'd be watching like the dumbest YouTubes with the worst voiceovers I've ever heard. I don't even understand how their brains aren't numb.
I cannot even because I brought both kids to the most over-the-top like bowling party that this mom put together.
Oh, boy.
Like she makes the best gift bags and I want to go up to her afterwards and be like, can you not do this twice so much? Because this is like better than the gift I gave your son. Like this is so like crazy.
God, that's dumb.
I mean, it's so nice. And like Dash came up to me and he was like, I heard we were going to get Prime. And I was like,
There it is.
Is
that my son saying that to your son? Or did your son get that from all the other kids?
You know what I found out? It's from games. It's from Minecraft. It's in Minecraft. It's like a bug that they put in there for advertising. You geniuses. You are ruining our life, Mr. Prime.
Ruining my life.
Absolutely. And I said to Dash, I go, you had to find something to complain about, didn't you? This beautiful, fun party and all your friends are here. And you came into – I'm like, you go look happy even if you're not.
Yeah.
Like
I can't help but think it's my son's influence. That's where I'm at in this. I'm going to bring it back to Jamie Lee Curtis before I get mad again.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. I was in an Activia commercial with her.
Oh, that's right. You know her.
I don't know her, but you worked with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has been around the Hollywood circuit for so long.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, she was an absolute gas on set. First of all, we're eating this yogurt that's about making you crap, right? Like and she is the spokesperson. And like you're sitting next to this person that's like a Hollywood icon and it's very intimidating. Meanwhile, she's kind of naughty and she's like really funny and she's got like this really very recognizable voice and like energy. She's built like a brick shit house and she like has all this like, she's very cool. But then she's like, I don't remember how I said it. I think it came out incredibly wrong. I was basically saying it was really cool for someone like me to meet someone like her because most people like her don't do commercials and I'm trying to make my way or whatever. And she looked at me square in the face and she goes, you know what this is? This is a job. And I'm happy to have a paying job. I'm an actress, man. I will take the jobs when they come. And she's like, I will happily eat this yogurt. And I was like, I love you so much. She made me feel like 100% good and proud. And I loved doing commercials, but not everybody's like, well, that's really cool that you did poop yogurt commercial.
No, it is cool. It is cool.
But she was super nice.
You know who poo-poos it? The people who do them. Like everybody else thinks it's really cool to see you in a commercial and stuff like that. But when you're doing them, it feels like a grind in the audition.
You can agree that I had a strong run. Anything bowel related.
You know what? You get typecast as a farter and then that's what happens.
You know what? I'll fart all the way to the bank. People make fun of me all the time. And I was like, I don't care. Irritable bowel, gas. I'll take all of it.
She also, Jamie Lee Curtis, did a couple, three or four episodes of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I'm sure you didn't see because
I would never.
Because Kyle Richards did the first Halloween with her. She was the little girl in it.
That's right.
So they were promoting it. So she she was on it.
And she just did Reno 911 where she plays this random chick with like a eye patch. And she's so weird and funny. She's just, I think the thing that I love about her too is like she is having this moment. She's 64 years old.
Yeah.
She just won her first Academy Award. She's always been a little kooky. She's out there, but she's like got things to say and she's got energy. And I love her face. I love all the lines on her face.
Yeah.
I love everything she represents. I'm a big, big fucking Jamie Lee Curtis fan.
She is the reason why I ordered those Jeffrey Dahmer readers. Those weird
they look really good on her, don't they?
They don't look the same on me. They don't.
They look really cute on you. You just wear them at the bridge of your nose, which I think is.
Because I get really like. If I look up, then
yeah, because you've got so much glass all over.
Yeah, it's true. But maybe this whole like episode is about like, even though it feels like you're getting old, if you get those times to go out and like celebrate,
and do big. Go big,
go big,
go just big,
do it. It doesn't matter like your age because I think she's what 64.
She's 64,
which doesn't sound that old to me, really.
She also just like had the coolest style during the award season. Yeah. She wears like all these like awesome turtlenecks. She got the short hair.
She's like a fun life. She's not done living it, you know.
No, too. Man. She's like madly in love with her husband. Yeah. She's supporting
her
kids.
Christopher Guest. Yeah.
Christopher Guest.
So funny. Yeah, right? Okay. So this is my my mom box. You ready for this? There's my mom box. Okay, I love this, you guys. You know, when I start reading it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's why she got into this one. Okay. This is Shelby B. Send us this. Okay. You guys.
Oh, boy.
The amount of times I have thought to message you and haven't over the last 2 years is probably embarrassing, but I never did because I likely would never – I would have over-responded to every post as if we were BFFs. The gist is that I was very much in my feelings in all of 2020. Yeah. Who else was not in their feelings in 2020?
Trusted in 2020. Can we just
2020 was just to weed out the hardcore alcoholics from the part-timers.
The
yeah. So, except I accidentally started a master's program a million miles away from home that year. Your podcast was the silver lining of that entire season. You are my friends, sisters, aunts, and my comedic relief for the entire remote college learning experience.
Aww.
Ironically, I was studying childhood trauma, so mom podcasts were my jam, and yours was my favorite. Also, my real actual mom is from the Midwest, so you helped me develop a boatload of respect for the accent. Cripes. And the lack of supervision in the 80s. I'm thankful for you as humans and as funny people, but truly as humans. Thank you for the way that you're showing up in the world. I currently live in Oregon again, and I still appreciate getting ready for work with you guys every Tuesday morning. I'm hopeful to come see your show in Bend this summer. Girl, you've got free tickets on us.
Shelby.
Message us, please, if you're listening. Bend really is the most fun place to visit, and I hope you get to enjoy every moment of it.
That's awesome. Man, that was a nice one.
That keeps us
going,
man.
By the way, 100% when you guys message us, it's us messaging you back at the peril of my floorboards and any vacuuming that should be happening.
No, yeah. Actually, I'll fold stuff. I just don't get it put away is more what happens.
If my clothes hit a laundry basket, they stay in there for 3 weeks. I have to tell myself you cannot put them in a laundry basket.
7 to 10 business days.
No way.
Yeah.
Also, that was super nice. And Shelby, thank you for saying those nice things because it
makes us feel cool when a college student likes us. It makes us feel a little... Hip.
A little.
Makes us feel like real hip cats.
She's like, we feel like hip cats.
Real
just
hip
like
cats,
your mom.
You guys. Oh, cripes.
Tracking you
Kristen.
From the Midwest.
Why don't you bring your mom to that Bend, Oregon show? Actually, you can get tickets to all of our shows at imomsohard.com. But
yes.
Shelby, you've got VIPs, so just
message
us. We're
very excited about this show. I'm very, very excited. I feel like this is like, I don't know, feels a little different.
Yeah.
I feel like we're ready to get out and party.
We're a little, if it's possible to believe, if you've seen the other shows, it's a little bit more even like, F it. We just feel like talking about this right now.
Yep, we're going to talk about the things.
Yeah.
Because here's the truth. I don't know if you guys got the memo, but mothering doesn't get easier as they get older.
Oh,
they should be getting smarter as they get older and, you know, contributing more, but it actually goes in reverse. Nobody tells you that. We're
telling
you that.
More diabolical as they get older.
They're meaner. They're taller, they're faster.
You've given up so much of your brain to these kids.
And your heart and your money and your livelihood and all of it. And so come throw them under the bus with us. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we podcasted.